wife got involved last December. I met Mike and Rich Cave, who are also the founders, and we hit it off right away. And plus, once I found out what I was doing with breast cancer, it hit close to home. I have two sister-in-laws that, you know, died of breast cancer, and I thought it was a great way, especially being in Long Island. Early in my career, I lived in Long Island when I played the Mets from 84 to 97, and I just thought it was a great match to get involved and get back to the community, and not only for breast cancer, but we also reach out to other charities and foundations and help network and help them as well.
Well, Doc, my mom is a breast cancer survivor. In fact, had her last radiation treatment yesterday. So it's a big night for her tonight with Breast Cancer Night here, the 9th annual. Tell us a little bit about the big event that's coming up. It'll be here on Thursday, September 18th. We're calling it the Doc Gooden K's for a Cause Challenge. And what folks get a chance to do, which to me would be a dream of a lifetime to get a chance to hit off you.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. I've been throwing a little bit to get my arm in shape. And also, we got Cecil Felder and my nephew Gary Sheffield is going to join and take a couple of swings. And it's going to be a great time. It's, you know, like you said, it's a good case for a cause. People raise money for charities to compete in the home run hitting contest. The winner chooses which cause he benefits better.
Okay.
That's his choice. We've got honorary participants include Nassau County Executive Ed Mangano, Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone, and the Town of Islip Supervisor. And it will be sponsored by Long Island Business News. So it should be a great time. I'm really looking forward to it. And they shorten the fences. They got a temporary fence. So if anybody go deep, I'm coming up and in.
Well, nice. Again, it happens here on September the 18th at 4 o'clock. And you can get more information at pinktie.org, correct?
Yes. And it'll be a great event. If you have the time, come out and join in. It's a great cause.
Well, Doc, I got to ask you, obviously you have a lot of Mets and Yankees connection. Let's start with Mets, and obviously in this ballpark, it starts with Buddy Harrelson. What are your memories of Buddy as a manager and as a third base coach when you won the World Series championship back in 1986?
Well, Buddy's a great guy, just a tremendous guy, great baseball guy, very intelligent. I enjoyed him as a coach. He always brought enthusiasm, kept everybody loose if we did happen to have a losing streak. Then he became the manager, which I thought was great. I pitched his first game, got his first win.
Wow. Okay.
And we always stayed in contact, and we're very good friends. And I actually just moved back to Long Island in Westbury, and I live right around the corner from Buddy's daughter.
Well, how about Kevin Baez, a young shortstop who came up with the New York Mets when you were there, and now he goes on to be the manager of this Long Island Ducks team that's won back-to-back championships.
Kevin's great. Spent a little bit of time when he was playing, you know, up and down. I really got to know Kevin probably more the last couple of years going down to the Mets fantasy camp. He's always down there and just talking baseball, another good baseball man, and I'm happy for him.
What about your memories of a Cy Young Award and also that World Series championship with the Mets?
For me, it was a great time. And winning the Cy Young, it was no coincidence that it was Gary Carter's first year. He was a veteran catcher, veteran leader. He was the missing piece that we needed for it. We had a young staff. And just a tremendous receiver. And the thing I most admire about Gary was, even if he wasn't hitting, he still showed up every day to do his job behind the plate. And that year was just a great year. And a lot of credit goes to the fans because they gave me a lot of energy as a player. When I was at Shea Stadium in 85, just felt like there was no way he was going to lose, especially with that crowd.
Yeah, it's amazing you bring that up, Doc. We look over my shoulder here, and here's Gary Carter, the one year he managed Long Island Ducks here in 2009. Just an amazing season for me to get to work with Gary. Well, let's talk a little Mets. I mean, we talked to the Mets, so let's talk a little bit of the Yankees. Tell me about the opportunity to throw your no-hitter and also win two World Series championships with the other New York team.
Well, it was great. You know what was amazing was early in my career with the Mets, you hate the Yankees. I mean, not literally hate the Yankees, but you're fighting for that back page and you're fighting for the town. And unfortunately, in 94, the Mets wanted to cut ties. And Mr. Steinbrenner gave me an opportunity to continue my career in New York. And it was great to go to another side with all the history they have there and get the experience winning the World Series with both teams. Truly blessed to get the opportunity and to throw the no-hitter with the Yankees. I get a lot of heat from that from all the Mets fans. They say, what happened? And I always say, you would have thought it was going to happen, it would happen in the 80s, but
yep.
I think the time was right because, as it turned out, that was actually my dad's last game that he saw me pitch. He was very ill, and he was having surgery the next day, so he did get to see the game, and that was his last game, so I think it worked out well.
Well, Doc, so much focus this weekend on Derek Jeter. What are your memories of playing with the Yankee captain who will retire when the season ends?
Derek's great. He actually caught the last out of my no-hitter, which was great.
Wow.
But I tell you, my fondest memory of Derek, though, I must say, I remember him in 96, my first year with the Yankees. He was a rookie. And the thing I most admire about him, he's the same guy today as he was as a rookie. Because you see so many guys have success and they change. But he treats everybody the same. The young guys that come up, the fans, kids, just a great guy on and off the field. And I tell you what, not only the Yankees, but baseball are going to miss a great one.
What about Atlantic League Baseball? I know you spent a lot of time with the Newark Bears organization. What have you seen from it this year? And tell me what you think about the hurry-up rules that have really cut the time of the game a little bit.
I like that because a lot of times you see hitters step on the box, they got to fix their gloves and kick the shoes and do all that stuff and get in the box and the pitchers are waving. I definitely like that rule, and I think it's great. I hope the league stay. I know the Bears folded. Yeah. Unfortunately, they had a nice ballpark, but I guess that area is kind of bad. But the Ducks, you know, they're still standing and doing well. And I think it's great. It gives the players a great opportunity, and the fans get to come out and watch some good baseball. It's a lot of former Major League Baseball players and a lot of guys that are still fighting to get to the majors.
Well, Doc, it's a thrill for me to meet you and talk to you here tonight, and I can't wait for the 18th of September, 4 o'clock here at Bethpage Ballpark, when you'll be out here for Doc Gooden's K's for a Cause Challenge. And tonight I know a big night for you, myself, and everyone will be here with Breast Cancer, the 9th annual tonight. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, and grab a bat. Come on out.
I just might do it. Thanks, Doc.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That was awesome. Thank you so much. It's so nice to meet you.